This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's not easy to see from the ground, but viewed from the air, the one-time future extension of Highway 12 through eastern Santa Rosa is a conspicuous band of green through the urban landscape.
The right-of-way goes from Farmers Lane area all the way across Yalupa, across Summerfield, up into the Spring Lake area. On the other side of Spring Lake, the right-of-way comes out and goes down into the Oakmont area. It's a very long swath of land, and it's roughly 300 feet wide in some areas, so it's quite a large piece of property.
That's Julie Combs, one of the founders of the Neighborhood Association of Bennett Valley, a group of area residents who initially came together to press for a decision on what would happen with that land. After all, she points out, it has stood empty for a long time.
It's been more than 30 years that the right-of-way was purchased through eminent domain by Caltrans. The original intent was to extend Highway 12 along that swath of land and then build a large bridge over Spring Lake and come down over into the Oakmont area and connect up again with Highway 12 on the other side.
But the highway extension, and especially the bridge, was questioned, delayed, contested, stalled, and eventually abandoned. So now the question has become what to do with the empty land instead. Combs and many of her neighbors favor keeping it in open space as a public greenway. But she knows there are a lot of other ideas circulating as well.
A lot of different stakeholders have strong feelings about what that property should be. There are folks who would like to see a road to take some of the pressure off Hohen Avenue. There are folks who would like to see affordable housing. There are folks who would like to see a swimming pool because we lost two swimming pools in the southeast area. There had been one at Mayette and one at Montgomery Village, and they're both gone now. But a swimming pool is a very expensive proposition for a city, so that might be a hard one to have, but lots of people want it.
To begin narrowing those options, the Neighborhood Association of Bennett Valley is preparing to host an informal but intensive planning session.
We're hoping to sponsor a design charrette to bring in an urban planner, traffic engineers, other technical people, along with the neighbors surrounding the property, anyone interested in the use of that property, over an intensive week-long, three-day-long planning process.
Concurrently, the City of Santa Rosa has asked the Sonoma County Transportation Agency to request that Caltrans begin to study the future uses of the right-of-way. If that sounds like a convoluted way to go about it, Combs explains that no one really wants the state to move too quickly, just yet.
None of us want Caltrans to surplus it right away because we want the city to have the opportunity to come up with the funding to purchase the property or to work with the legislature to have the property gifted to the city.
The next meeting of the Neighborhood Association of Bennett Valley will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in the Yalupa Co-Housing Community Room. Rick Mosier from the Santa Rosa Public Works Department is scheduled to discuss the area's transportation needs and possible road options for the right-of-way lands. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.